Eamon Andrews should have been a spy. How he manages to spring that bloody red book on his victims without them having a clue is like real Callan stuff. Big bloke he is too. I never realised. 13 years and 1 month before, I'd been hanging around for ages waiting for Don Revy, freezing my small assets off. 13 years, 1 month on, 3 or so miles away, I'm hanging around for him all over again. But at least it's not cold tonight, and I've got proper trousers on this time. My grandma always said Eamon Andrews were dashing. Well, he were dashing around tonight, all right, all over the place, making sure it all went exactly to plan. Even I were on edge. I had nothing to do with all this programme and sportsman dinner at the Queen's Hotel. Yeah, I'd been invited. But could I as hell like afford to hire a dinner jacket and chuffing bow tie? Cess didn't go either. John and Ray did. John got on the television, right at the start of the programme. Big white smile underneath his big black Sean Connery moustache. He offered to pay for me for an hire suit and stuff, but I couldn't. Didn't like the sound of it all anyway. It were way too posh and snotty for me.